I'm Rick Hansen with the check of the news on KJAN. You're invited to the visit the Armory at 201 Poplar Street in Atlantic this Sunday, April 18th, anytime from 1:30 to 4 p.m. Now, this is not the usual sit-down program, but a come-and-go visit, including the drill floor. Numerous military footlockers are usually on display in the Military Museum, but only a limited amount of contents can be displayed. Two of the footlockers have been chosen for display on the drill floor, where uniforms, medals, and equipment can be laid out on tables. The quantity and variety of items held by those trunks is amazing. Family members of Ray Underwood and Ralph Fritz donated the artifacts to be preserved. Underwood was in the Army from 1955 to 53 and taught engineering to soldiers at Fort Leonard Wood. Fritz was a World War I participant serving in Germany, France, and Luxembourg. Quotes from letters to home are also included. The military library at the Armory will be open to show off many new shelves and to check out books. The Military Museum special feature is a display of hats. The Atlantic History Center will also be available. You can take a look back at the history of KJAN. Many people have been asking about the drill floor. How is it being used and what are the plans for the future? Currently, it is not in an attractive state and is being used for storage. Go up to the outside steps of the original floor of the door of the Armory. An elevator is available as an alternative. Stroll around the drill floor, take a look at conditions, and share ideas for future use. It is time to open the doors with a huge space for distancing and limited attendance at any one time, so please wear a mask. For more information, go to ariseatlantic.org or Facebook, Rock Island Society Enterprise, or you can call 243-5445. You can also find the YouTube link to view last month's program, A Tour of the Armory. Officials with the Glenwood Police Department Friday said there were two arrests that day. 43-year-old Rebecca Phillips of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for serious assault. Her bond was set at $1,000. And 45-year-old Chad Clark of Glenwood was arrested for OWI second offense. His bond was set at $2,000. On Thursday, Glenwood police arrested 54-year-old Lori Crump of Glenwood on a Mills County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Her bond was set at $300. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on Friday said a Shenandoah man was being held in the Pott County Jail after he was served Thursday with a warrant for possession of drug paraphernalia and eluding a police officer. 39-year-old Alfred Vernon Mutchler, Jr. was returned to the custody of correction staff after he was presented with the warrant. A man from Carson was arrested Thursday morning for violation of a no-contact or protective order. 21-year-old Riley Wayne French was taken into custody at around 10:15 a.m. at a residence in the 44,000 block of Highway 92. Wednesday morning, Pott County deputies arrested 30-year-old Alyssa LaRae Brown following a traffic stop on I-80 eastbound in Council Bluffs. Brown was arrested for possession of a controlled substance marijuana for his defense and later released. There were several prisoner transfers from other jail facilities to the Pottawatomie County Jail these past few days. Included among them was 27-year-old Joseph Andrew Reisberg of Council Bluffs, who was transported from the Montgomery County Jail to the Pott County Jail to address a warrant for burglary in the third degree, criminal mischief in the fourth, and theft in the fourth. 45-year-old Michelle Marie Vincent was transported from the Douglas County, Nebraska Jail to Pott County's jail for a warrant on child endangerment abandonment. 36-year-old Brandon Earl Amos of Omaha was transported also from the Douglas County, Nebraska jail to Pott County for a warrant on harassment in the second degree and operating while intoxicated, first offense. 46-year-old Raul Tamayer of Lakota was transported from the Kossuth County jail to Pott County's jail in order to address a warrant for harassment in the first degree. And 38-year-old Matthew Joseph Ramirez of Omaha was transported from the Douglas County, Nebraska jail to the Pottawatomie County Jail to address a warrant for violation of probation. Elsewhere in state news, authorities said a man was attempting to get Kennedy High School students into his vehicle, which led to a police chase. According to KCRG in Cedar Rapids, 63-year-old Douglas Frederick K. was arrested for eluding, speeding, and two counts of failure to obey a traffic control. On Friday morning, students alerted the resource officer at the Kennedy High School in Cedar Rapids about a suspicious man in the parking lot who was offering money to students in order to get them in his car. When K. was approached by a resource officer, he took off at a high rate of speed. Officers pursued the man, and the chase ended at a dead end. He was taken to the Linn County Correctional Center. Court records show K has past convictions that include second-degree sex abuse, forgery, OWI, theft, and possession of drug paraphernalia. A teacher who resigned amid an investigation into a sexual incident will receive a payout and a promise of secrecy from the district as part of a separation agreement with the union school district. KCRG reports the resignation agreement signed April 5th, which KCRG received through public records request, requires the Union School District to pay Mark Hookham his remaining salary for the 2021 school year along with benefits and a $15,000 lump sum payment. The district also agreed to give only the dates of Hookham's employment if another employer contacts Union for a reference. The agreement also states there's no admission of violating district policies, procedures, and laws. Hookham was a middle school science teacher but was placed on administrative leave in March as part of an internal investigation. Travis Fleschner, who is the Union School District Superintendent, told KCRG earlier in April that the investigation centered around inappropriate email exchanges with middle school students. The district has declined to give any other details publicly, citing employee privacy and the ongoing investigation. Hookham has not been charged with a crime, but court documents show the Dysart Police Department received a search warrant to take property belonging to Hookham. Those documents are sealed because a Tama County magistrate judge said the details could seriously jeopardize the investigation and possibly infringe on the rights of the victim or the rights of other people involved. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.